Jordan's subjective.
Jordan's subjective.
Jordan's subjective.
Jordan's subjective perspective.
That's on my Tinder. Legitimately, it's Dare it's graduate.
Aren't we all
Dare graduate?
I don't have a bio on my Tinder. Is
that's
that
stupid? No, that's stupid. You should do it.
I know, I mean, Grant has a pretty.
Yeah, but he doesn't need a bio. I need a bio.
That.
What are you talking about? No, I'm just saying you have a pretty intricate bio.
Yeah,
my
cuddle
bio
buddy
says,
looking for a cuddle buddy.
We're not starting.
That's
this
the
off.
Other group.
Oh, that should be the starting topic.
No,
yeah, it should. Let's get it out in the open.
No, definitely.
Fuck all of you.
I should definitely be the starting topic.
Dude, okay, I thought one of you would like be at least sneaky about it somehow, like kind of weave it into conversation, but that was too fast.
You're flattered.
Yeah, come
flattered
on.
Flattered slash violated.
Which Grant's been Grant has been yeah, it started. It's going.
Oh, okay.
Grant has been catfished.
Yes.
Not has been catfished. He is the not
he's the victim.
He's not the catfish.
He's the hook. He's the hook
yes,
in the that's catfish.
Good, yeah,
that's what
yeah.
it is.
I like that.
It's been
yeah.
a very interesting start to the fall semester.
Yeah.
Is that the, like the technical term?
I have no idea. I just made that up.
I like that.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
He's the hook.
Cool.
He's the hook.
Well, I mean, no.
TM.
Would that really make sense though? Because the catfisher is the one that's the fake person. That's the one.
Is this on Urban Dictionary?
Well, I think
I don't know, but I'm saying if like the catfish wouldn't be the that'd be the one biting the hook almost.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So the person biting the hook is these girls,
or is he the bait?
This dude matched with. Yeah, so the bait or the hook.
The dumbass is using my name.
Yeah, and so he is the fisherman, and
yeah,
the girls
yeah,
that he matches
yeah,
with are the catfish, and then you are the hook slash the bait.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
We just
solved catfishing.
I didn't
all right?
know there was so much vocabulary to the concept.
Regulate
catfish.
Well, we haven't solved the actual problem.
You don't
problem
need a license
yet.
To catfish.
We have not solved the problem. Yeah, he's still out there just swiping.
Do you have girls swiping?
Someday
like
we're
looking
gonna
for this guy.
Hey, man, I'll catfish the catfish.
Dude, that's the thing. You can't make two Tinder profiles.
We thought this.
I mean,
we obviously thought
sense
this out.
Yeah. No, you can't make two Tinder
we
profiles.
We were trying to catfish the catfisher.
Yeah, no, my friend actually said, like, we could use her name and her account, or, like, her pictures from Instagram and stuff to, like, try and find this guy. And we were going to get him over, like, to the house.
The night it was discovered, yeah, the plan was to give him
yeah
our address.
Good.
Have him over. It was debated whether that was a smart call or not. I don't know.
I mean, okay,
I mean,
obviously you're not going to assault this dude. Like, this,
is he
this
assaulting
group
us, though? Like,
but I'd rather
I don't think
him
so
with us than some random girl.
Exactly, that's
yeah
true.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
But what's his game plan? What is the catfish?
He's trying to get nudes, man. That's what
door
it is. I'm like, he's this
he's
guy
going for nudes?
Is, yeah, because he's obviously not going to meet up with these girls.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, and if he is, he's, whew, poor guy.
That's very bold.
But, like, you know, you can get nudes from just sending Snapchats facing the other direction if, I don't know.
That's
maybe that's
point
what he thinks.
Yeah. Or he just likes the attention,
if,
man.
Yeah.
There's some weird people
yeah,
that just
yeah,
really
yeah no,
fucking
that's cool
crave attention.
Yeah.
And maybe that's this guy's end game.
Yeah, you know,
we
from my
gonna
point of view, it's fucking hilarious. But I know from your point of view.
Yeah, it's a
just
little
weird.
It's
it
flattering
is pretty weird.
You're flattered.
Come
like,
on, man.
You're
come on.
Imitation is
would
the
be
best
like
form
like,
of, or flattery
for sure
form.
Should we explain
imitation
as if,
form,
as if somebody yeah in here didn't know what was going down, like what we were talking about?
Okay.
Should we explain
okay
the situation?
Yeah, I
you
think
guys
I
got it. You
I can start it out.
Okay.
I was the one. So we're sitting there watching Transformers, and I get a text.
Hell of a detail.
Very unnecessary.
Paint the picture.
Yeah, no. And I get a text from my friend Maria, and she's like, hey, I think somebody is using your roommate's like Instagram pictures and like name and shit to catfish girls. I'm like, what the fuck do you mean? She's like, yeah, my roommate matched with him. And she was like, oh, yeah, I think I saw you up at Hazelhorst or whatever. And then he was like being weird about that. And then she's like, wait, where do you live? And they know that they're right down the street, like right down Holland. And they know that we live in this house. And he's like, oh, I live in some dorm or Hutchins. Yeah, he's like, I live in Hutchins. He's like, because she's an AKIO. He's like, yeah, I can hear your AKIO chants and shit. And that's when she knew, like, oh,
because the the sorority house is right next to
Hutchins, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, right next
so
to the
like,
dorm.
Oh, yeah,
he's
like,
from
I can
Freddy. So this is a freshman. We've established
probably
that.
Yeah,
most
no,
likely
a
freshman
most
sophomore
likely a freshman
living in the dorms.
I don't know, though, because, like, what do you it,
I mean, he could
how
be
would they find
Hutchins
Grant
yeah
is a thing. How many freshmen do you
not
talk to?
No, not I'm
like, I bet it's somebody that's, like, either knows who you are or, like, I don't know.
I'm really hope. I don't know which way I would hope it to be.
Because
like,
I don't know. I think it's less likely for just a random person to be like looking through Instagram dudes' profiles like, oh, yeah, and be looks, like, "Yo, this guy's perfect, yeah, perfect to catfish these ladies." But somebody could see
throw
you
on a
and
sick
be like,
"Bio," and then bam, we'll be good.
Yeah, the sick bio.
What, yeah, man. What was the bio again?
The
should
bio.
We remind that?
Yeah, we should definitely.
Looking for a cuddle buddy / friends.
It's a great
no,
image.
No, no,
you're
no, no. There, right, there was more than that, dude. It was. It was looking for. Dude, one second. Can I'm pulling up.
Do you have a screenshot?
Yeah, no. She sent it to me. She sent it to me.
What? Shut up.
And it's like,
has anyone ever burped into these?
Because it just happened.
Probably.
Probably.
Nobody noticed, man.
Sorry, I had to call it out. I was wondering if it was the first time it's happened.
Well, whoever has to use this mic next, I apologize for how it smells. Because it smells like Tostino's pizza.
And beer.
I feel like these, the top of these would catch smell really well.
Oh, yeah, it feels like
really absorbent material. You think they're absorbing sound? They're also absorbing smells.
And I bet like germs and shit.
Probably. I mean, people are spitting on these like every time.
Yeah.
Should I clean them off? I don't. I don't. I mean, how do you clean these? I want to let you guys know I do not clean these off.
Well, I'm glad I throw them in the washer. I don't know.
Probably not washproof.
I don't know how you.
They're really fragile. Very fragile material.
I bet you could, like, run water through it, maybe. I don't know.
Well, you got that bio pulled up?
Yeah. So this kind of makes me question the guy's motives, because he says, looking for cuddle buddies and hookups.
Oh.
Dot, 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 or friends.
God. Damn.
Yeah, which is even
worse
for
you. Dude, that's way
worse, yeah,
man.
No, that's
way a
way worse
image. That
yeah, than just straight up, like, yeah, looking for hookups.
Yeah,
I think
hate
that's
that.
The real damage that this guy is doing is not that he's, like, you like not the infringement of privacy. Like, they're all Instagram photos. Anybody can go look at those, but he is like these girls that see him on Tinder and see that bio
this
and are like, fuck this
douche.
Guy.
Yeah, yeah. No,
they
I'm
see
gonna,
you at the bar.
I'm gonna be be out at Finn's tonight, and some girl's gonna walk up to me and be like, I just want to let you know you're a pig.
Yeah, exactly.
You're disgusting. And I'm like, dude, that's not me.
Yeah,
I'll pull up my Tinder. It's not.
Yeah, that's tough, man. I mean,
dude, that's like that's. That's identity. Then.
And he's like,
it's not
yeah,
a joke.
Right?
Millions of families suffer every year.
I've heard that joke like six times since I first heard that story.
Literally. Hey man,
he brings it up every
very
time.
Very well, right? I love the office.
He brings it up every time.
Hey, tilt that mic up a little bit, like in your direction, if that makes sense.
Fucking
yeah.
How many podcasts have you been on?
Amateur. Amateur.
Which one is this for you?
Six?
Six?
Number
six.
Damn.
Sixth
one.
This is
fucking up.
This is the first
hey,
one.
Hey, Joe.
Mics, right?
This is three for me.
Hey, Joe. He's coming up. Yeah. Pat's coming up.
How many are you there?
Yeah,
five?
That's
what I'm talking about.
I am superior.
This is my
it's
first
fine.
One.
It's fine, Joe.
This is your first
this
one?
Your first one?
Oh, hey, welcome to the
you should
to
pass
pod.
Up Joe this semester.
Oh, yeah, Joe, I'm coming.
I'm taking hey, Joe, play. LeBron is better than Jordan.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
The first time I ever met Joe, we had that debate.
Yeah, dude.
What do you guys think? LeBron or Jordan?
I think LeBron.
I think LeBron, too. I think there's, like, no scenario that – I just don't know.
Besides scoring.
Yeah.
Like,
but
even
then,
like
LeBron could score on MJ.
Yeah.
Like, he could score on MJ. I don't know if MJ could score on LeBron as easily as
– LeBron could on MJ.
Oh, dude, MJ was –
LeBron's a big dude, man. He is a
dude. He's 4 inches taller, has, like – whatever,
so
8 inches
pounds.
Extra wingspan.
MJ's
body.
What, like 6'6"?
MJ was 6'6",
and I'm pretty
LeBron
sure LeBron's 6'9".
6'8", 6'9".
Yeah.
6'8", 6'9". Yeah.
So, which matters.
That's a big dude.
With, like, 50 more pounds than MJ, though.
Yeah,
like 6'8", 6'9".
MJ was, like,
and
he
like,
moves like
a way
fucking
more
train,
yeah.
dude.
He's and he's
faster.
Just fast as it.
Faster than MJ, probably.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Who could jump higher?
Probably MJ.
Yeah, I would say
MJ.
But does it make up for the height? The height difference.
No, it doesn't.
LeBron
because when
couldn't.
You're driving to the hoop, like,
right.
jumping only matters so much. Like, you got to have the length.
LeBron's, like, notorious for pinning people's shit, like, at the top of the backboard. Like, it's
he does not fuck with, like, right out of the hand, you know? Like, he doesn't have to go for the steal.
For sure.
What's Jordan better at, though?
Jordan's
scoring.
Better, yeah, just overall score. Jordan's a better overall scorer, possibly defender. LeBron's a better passer, just overall playmaker on the team. Maybe not a better, like, overall defender, but he can defend more positions.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, Jordan could only defend, like, guards. LeBron can literally defend a center if he wanted to. Like,
oh,
they can
wow.
play
yeah.
LeBron at all five
and they
positions
had him do
court.
That. Like,
yeah.
yeah.
And then he can run the points as well. And Jordan couldn't really run the point too much because he was just a natural scorer.
Mm-hmm.
So,
who's a better leader?
I just think LeBron's more.
LeBron.
Yeah, Jordan.
LeBron, really.
Jordan was an asshole. Like Notorious Kobe were kind of assholes.
Yeah. And I don't know. I mean, that just plays different locker rooms and shit. Yeah. Like, some players on the Lakers liked when Kobe was like, what the fuck are you doing? Yeah. Get your head out of your fucking ass.
Shaq hated it.
Yeah. Yeah. Shaq obviously hated it. But, like, I don't know. LeBron has a more, like, I guess.
Clean, I think, is what I would say.
Yeah. He kind of, like, takes players under his wings more, I would say.
Yeah. It feels like more like a.
More natural guidance
than, like a. Hardships kind of thing.
There's also been times though where LeBron, like for example J.R. Smith, I don't know if you guys saw this, but so the 2017 finals game one, it's a tie game. George Hill's at the free throw line. He made the first free throw to tie it up. There's like 3 seconds.
Can I give some background?
Yeah.
Nobody thought, like, I gave the Warriors 4-0 odds, like 4-0 for the series. Like,
nobody thought the Cavs had
the Cavs had no chance whatsoever.
Yeah, and so, anyway, George Hill misses the second free throw. J.R. Smith of the Cavaliers gets the rebound. And when he gets the rebound, instead of putting it back up to try and take the lead and win the game, J.R. runs away to half court thinking that they already had the lead.
And LeBron is, like, on his way back. Like, LeBron, as J.R.'s leaving, like, the three-point line, LeBron's in the center. Like, at first he waits for the pass. Dude. But then he's, like, the iconic picture is LeBron being, like,
He's dribbling around.
Yeah. And then that's when LeBron was kind of a bad teammate.
I mean, well, and they were pissed at Ty Lue for not taking a timeout. Right. Did you see that video of what happened right after?
Yeah, like the after where it cuts to the thing and he's yelling at Ty Lue too.
Yeah,
that was sad. Yeah, that was the end of LeBron's time with the Cavaliers for sure.
As soon as anybody saw that, they were like, okay, yeah, he's gone.
Yeah,
see you in LA.
Right.
He just walked away.
Yeah.
I mean, no, he played with them a year after, because that was when they still had Kyrie, right?
No.
That was when they had Kyrie. Was that when they got to the finals? When they played the Pacers in the first round, they went to 7?
Wasn't Kyrie hurt the first year he was on the Celtics?
Yeah.
Or was that last year?
It was 2 years ago.
I don't know. Do you want to get off sports topics?
Yeah.
I
feel like dominating. Feels kind of one-sided.
Yeah.
No, that's cool. Well, eucalyptics. Wait, did I say that? Eucalyptus? Eucalyptus. What does that mean? We have some trash bags that say eucalyptus on them.
It's a leaf.
A leaf?
Eucalyptus leaves. It's what koalas eat.
I think it's my
favorite
word.
I'm pretty sure it gets them high.
What?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure some shit like that. Yeah. Like, I'm pretty sure it's like a catnip. You know, like catnip fucks
with cat as high?
Well, it makes them more calm and docile.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's like CBD for cats.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't get them, like, zonked or anything, but they're just
I mean,
chilling.
I've seen videos of, like, cats on catnip and then a cat, like, rolling around right on the floor.
I never knew that. I thought that was just, like,
yeah, no, I'm pretty sure. And it might not be a thing anymore because, you know, animal rights and all that. You can't be drugging your fucking cat, but.
When did you, like, wait, what was it on?
We got some trash bags up in our bathroom. Okay. That's a eucalyptus on them.
Y'all are going to be attracting
did you
koalas.
You see this word today? And then
no, I saw it like a week ago.
Okay.
I've just been thinking about
eucalyptus.
It. What is eucalyptus?
So these trash bags are made out of leaves?
No, it probably just smells like eucalyptus, which,
like,
you know,
a eucalyptus scent to maybe that's like notorious for helping out. Yeah, masking the smell.
I think
of
they
the
have
trash?
Different, like,
yeah,
they have lavender smelling trash bags. I'm pretty sure, like, I changed my trash bag the other day and it smelled like good. I don't know what it was.
Sure.
It could have been fucking
eucalyptus.
That's
actually a good idea. That's a really good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I wish I would have come up with it. We could start a trash bag company.
And if
right
only
here.
We worked in the trash industry.
Oh,
probably for the best. Probably for the best.
Yeah. Hey, garbage men get paid a shitload.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Like, for real. They get paid a ton. The guys that, like, clean porta potties get paid, like, $45
an hour.
I mean,
yeah, nobody wants to do that.
Yeah, exactly. So they do it, and they get paid a ridiculous amount.
But wait, like, the garbage men, like, the people
garbage
driving the truck or the people?
Both. It's a union thing.
I don't even want to use porta potties.
I feel like that wouldn't be a hard job. Like, salary range here.
You're just chilling on the back of the truck. You hop off. You, like, line it up.
I mean, you smell like trash all the time.
You smell like shit when you get back from the gym, but you shower.
Yeah, but I think, you know,
like,
sweat
that like
earned
lingers.
Over.
I don't think the trash like lingers
on you,
dude.
If you wear the same uniform every single day and then put that uniform on
every single day. What year are you living in, dude? There's washers and dryers,
but
man.
You can't get, like, dirty trash
I don't know.
Smell.
Like,
I don't
8 hours.
You
should
have multiple uniforms.
5 days a week or whatever, like, or whatever, however it is.
I don't think there's any scenario where you don't smell like trash all the time if you're a trash man.
Like, out in the heat, too.
Yeah.
I mean, you smell like trash at work, but, like, if you go out to, like, eat, like, on a date or something, the girl's not going to be like, what the fuck, this guy smells like trash.
See, I disagree.
You think so?
Viewers, of trash can companies. Right in yeah. in this YouTube video.
Does your significant other think you smell like trash?
Yeah, does he smell like shit all smell. The time?
That'd be fucked up. That would literally ruin your life if you just.
Well, this is why we're going to college,
trash.
Guys.
Yeah, so I don't have to be a trash.
Hey, man, if I'm making $45 an hour to ride on the back of a truck and smell like shit every once in a while,
yeah, it's dropping out tomorrow.
Side hustle.
That would be a good side hustle. I wonder if they're hiring.
I'm sure they're hiring trash.
What are they not hiring? The guy does that for a week. He's like, fuck this, dude. That would be. Yeah, I'm sure you would see some shit, dude. Like trash breaking and shit.
Yeah.
If you have like a new guy driving or whatever,
any
needs
sort of,
work in the
any
forklift.
Any sort of job where you're like making rounds in Springfield, you're seeing some stuff. Delivery driving, for example.
Yeah. Oh. Yes, delivery driving, you definitely see some shit. Or when you live on fucking South Street at Aaron Properties,
yeah,
you see some
yeah,
fucking
you,
shit.
Or, yeah,
what's your wildest delivery story?
My wildest delivery story. So,
are you
I gotta go
tell
on.
This time.
Oh, okay, yeah. Funny. So. I was closing that night. It was like 2:30 in the morning, and I get an order, and I look up the address, and it's for like a tire shop or some shit, like a repair shop. And I'm like, what the hell? Like, no way they're open at 2:30 a.m. So I'm thinking, I'm like, oh shit. I was like, it's a fucking Boogan ordering.
Or are you getting
right outside of there, or somebody's just gonna rob me. And that's what I thought when I pull up. I leave my car out, leave the door open because I see this guy just sitting on the sidewalk, and I get out of the car with the pizza and shit, and he goes, hey man, you want to see this knife I have? Pulls out this fat Bowie knife. I'm just like, dude. I was like, come on. I was like, dude, like, if I'm going to give you this pizza, like, you have to put that knife away. He's like, oh, I'm sorry. It wasn't me to scare you,
man. Put the knife down.
He's like, I just got it.
Put the pizza down. Here, and I'm going to get in my car and leave.
There's, like, zero scenarios where somebody, like, pulls
wasn't this,
up.
This was in a parking lot, right?
It was a parking lot of, a repair shop.
Yeah, okay.
Not a repair shop. And I'm like, dude, like I'm not like walking up to you if you have a knife. I was just like being like real, like I'm not walking up to you. He's like, I just got it today. I just wanted to show somebody. And he like sets it down next to him. I'm like, all right. So I'm like, I get the pizza out of the bag. I throw the bag in the car. Usually like I walk up, I give it to him. And I didn't even like, I knew this guy wasn't going to tip me. So I didn't give a fuck to get his signature. I just gave him the pizza. I didn't care. I'll just forge his signature. So I give him the pizza. I'm walking away. And he goes, hey man. He goes, you want this Domino's beanie I got? I was like, what? He goes, you want this Domino's beanie I got? He's like, it's starting to get pretty cold out, man. It was like November or something. I'm like, nah, man. Like, I'm good. He goes, no, really. Like, you should take it. He's like, it's limited edition, dude. He's like,
limited edition.
Yeah. Yeah, no. He's like,
he has
me
sold.
He's like, oh, I used to work at the Domino's on Sunshine.
That's
like,
what
oh,
it was,
shit,
limited edition.
Yeah. He goes, yeah, they fired me. I was like, oh, shit.
Is that how you ended up in the parking lot?
Disgruntled employee.
So he's like,
he's seeking
no.
vengeance on you.
Yeah,
that's
what I'm saying. I was like,
check out my
brought,
knife.
Yeah, this guy brought me here to kill me because Domino's fucking fired this dude. Like, come on. And so I'm like, at that point, I was like, all right. I was like, yeah, man, give me the beanie. Sure. He tosses it to me because I wasn't fucking walking up to the guy. I was like, yeah, toss it here. And thankfully, he was cool with that. So I drove off. I turned out and I threw the beanie out the fucking window. And I get back, I told my manager about me. He's like, yeah, he's like, he called. I was like, oh shit. I was like, what'd he say? He's like, yeah, you forgot his Dr. Pepper. I was like, yeah, I'm not going back. I told him like this guy pulled out a knife, like, fuck that guy's Dr. Pepper, I'm not going back. And he's like, all right, that's fine.
My drink? My diet,
like,
Dr.
Yeah, my diet, Dr. Kelp. That really would have set him off. I would have probably died if I gave him that Dr. Pepper.
Dude, what? Yeah.
Yeah. So
what
yeah,
if you? What if you like barely like lucked out with like escaping the situation? This guy got
yeah,
fired
like if
from Domino's.
Yeah.
He's in this parking lot
with
like,
a big dude. Ass knife.
He's yeah. calling up. He's calling up Domino's drivers left and right.
Hey, speak so more I'm, into the mic.
Bro, why am I the one?
This was gonna happen.
This is six buckets.
I'm sorry. It's been
amateur,
on more pods
bro.
Than anybody.
Yeah.
Amateur.
Can't even speak to the mic. Anyways, but this guy's. Might be pissed at the entire company. He's just like, I'm going to take delivery driver down one by one. Show him the knife.
So, hey, like, tilt it this way so that whenever you, like, tilt your head over at Kenny, then...
Now I think you're just fucking with me.
I'm not even messing with you.
No. All
right. Now you're making me insecure about my mic.
Yeah, I know, man. I keep touching it.
No, it's cool, guys. Everyone else is cool.
Like,
just me.
Yeah.
Got a fucking grip on it. Yeah, man. How long have you had these mics for?
Since, like, January.
Okay.
They're fresh, baby. So
they are
not
fresh,
too much germs
like
on here. Not too many germs.
I like it. The little enough. Stand part, I dig it.
Dude, we need these for the ping pong table.
I mean, not like these specifically.
Are these connected to the mic?
Yeah, they're stands, bro. Look. It's a stand.
Oh, yeah, no. It's like attached to the mic. Yeah.
No, I mean.
Wait, what's your
question?
Because like the ping pong table's like this.
Uh huh.
It's not.
This stand is not attached to the microphone. The microphone's just
yeah. You
around.
Can take the mic out like through here. Yeah.
No,
like,
I'm saying I don't want like, I don't want like the whole stand, dude. I want just this like clip part. Because the ping pong table's like this, and we need to get it like that, and like that's like the nets and stuff. They have the clip.
Oh.
Yeah. Do you not have the net?
No.
He.
Why didn't
dude? I don't even know. I wasn't here for this.
Stupid. Gives a shit
dude,
not
yeah. Okay. Yeah. Let's get on. Let's get on real topic.
Oh, you took the mic out.
I did. I
watch
did.
Out.
I'm feeling bold.
You can turn it off really easily right here.
I'll
so.
Be able to.
Wow.
Yeah, I talk no, a lot. So I'll be
okay,
able to
cool. Has anyone ever done that before, Jordan?
No.
Wow. Jesus, man, you're just breaking
a lot
hey,
of firsts.
How
about that?
He's
look,
a rule
look
breaker.
At Ray, yeah.
Dude, look at my
standards on the pod.
Mine's silver.
So,
that's actually that's
black,
that
dude.
Costs like $10 extra.
You
got the nice
look
one.
At you.
You got the
shit,
nice one
Kenny.
And the nice yeah, headphones. Dude, you got the nice headphones
yeah, no,
and the nice
asshole.
Particularly
first guest. I
mean, that's exactly.
Just, that's just
yeah.
Good manners.
It's etiquette.
Yeah.
It's etiquette. I'm being kind. So you want to? Yeah. These.
Oh, do they like?
You
quit?
Fucked up.
No.
Well.
Oh, did it go in the other way? Is that what I'm?
No,
saying?
No, you're cool.
I'm good. Should I
just
yeah, push
shove
it
on in there.
Open it up.
Yeah.
Penetrate it. Penetrate it. There we go. Shove that mic right
yeah.
On through. There we go. Dude, so this
everybody
guy.
Yeah, everybody
this
just
guy
turned it off.
That.
Yeah,
that's where you put the ad.
Yeah, the ad pops up above Pat's head. It goes away.
$15 off sunglasses.
Oh, what are you saying?
There's this dude the other day that was staring at me at Burger King. He was just like staring me down. Have you guys ever gone out in public and then you see somebody who's just like staring at you more than they should be?
Usually like a 3-year-old.
No, this guy
is like a grown little baby just
this
like
is like a 40-year-old. 40-year-old dude and it the way I interpreted it is that I'm the chosen one. What? You know, like it this guy's staring me
did
down
he have
maybe
that kind
he
of
knows
vibe?
Maybe.
Dude,
I mean,
is
he
it, when shit
is this
like
Morpheus
that, like,
from the
he
Matrix?
Knew, yeah, this is Morpheus. He looked at me like he knew something about me I didn't know about me. And
dude.
I was like, maybe I'm the chosen one.
Hey, I think you that I'm like in some sort of a modern day Truman Show and that everything that's been created, including the movie The Truman Show, is just to like make sure that I'm
can you give me a rundown of The Truman Show? I've never seen
oh.
That.
Oh.
Oh,
is
okay.
It? It's a movie.
Yeah, Jim it's a movie
Carrey.
With Jim Carrey,
Carrey
like
man,
during
back
his
in the
prime.
Day of the Truman Show.
So it's the premise is that Truman is Jim Carrey, and he was raised his whole life as part of like a television show where all the people around him are actors. His parents are actors. His dad dies.
It's basically a big social experiment that was like a drama.
Exactly,
show.
And he
okay.
Figures it out as the whole thing, and like it slowly happens to him. But for real, like all the time, it's like motherfuckers look at me in public. I'm like, who the fuck do they think I am? Why did you look at that guy? I think it's just because I dress weird.
Like, what maybe the fuck you're is also up with that guy's
jean jacket.
Hey, maybe we're all chosen ones.
You're changing the radio, like, in your car. Yeah, Pat's taking a ride on the intersection of Grand and National. Oh, wait,
exactly.
He's listening.
Exactly, bro. Yeah, someday
the
I'll
aliens,
figure it
man.
Out. I haven't been out of the country, so
you
should have
just walked right
like.
Up to this guy and been like, I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
Whatever my task is.
Walked right up to this guy.
Oh, my gosh. I wonder what his reaction would have been. Maybe he would have been into it because he was staring at you so intently.
Yeah,
like,
right.
All right, let's go.
I am the one from BK. I knew I would be. You and I both knew I would be here at this date at this time.
Follow the White Rabbit. I just saw that movie last night. I'm quoting it now.
Yeah, there you go.
I need to calm down.
It's a little hasty, but it's fine.
Well, you introduced me to what that concept even meant.
What?
The White Rabbit.
Well, yeah, you
down the rabbit
it
hole.
Before and you didn't catch it.
Yeah, no,
yeah.
You didn't
I've
catch
seen
it.
That movie like 2-3 times.
Yeah,
that's
no.
A top five for me, and I never caught that.
White
it's a metaphor,
tough
baby.
Tough off.
Would you guys take the red pill?
Which one's
wait?
Red
so the red pill
red,
was like.
Okay,
yeah,
well,
you
I
kind
of know about it because you know the red pill thing about Reddit.
Oh,
how
yeah,
guys use it to manipulate
it,
women.
So.
Yeah.
Wait, what? Like,
there's
Ruflin?
No. Not an actual literal pill.
That's why you said manipulate women.
Red pills? We're talking about pills?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
We're talking about roofies right now? What?
Welcome to the pod. We're talking about roofies.
On this episode.
So, like, red pilling is, like, it's, like, a method of thinking, and it originated on, like, 4chan and all that, and then made its way to Reddit. There's a red pill subreddit, and it's, like, a way of thinking that, like, you are the only thing that's important, and your reality is all that's important, and the way that translate incels, like, really relate to this way of thinking, and so what it's become and is, like, a way of thinking that's like smarter. And a lot of the red pill people use it, and the topics that they post about are used to manipulate women. And like they're like, my old roommate was like this, the one you know that I'm not going to say out loud.
Yeah.
And like, it's
that's
just
only two of them.
Sorry.
If you're
whatever.
Watching,
it's cool. There's two of them.
Yeah,
though, so
exactly.
They don't know.
Yeah, they don't know what I'm talking about.
He'll definitely know if you're about to.
Explain. Oh no, he knows. Either of them would know, but. It's just like you can manipulate somebody into thinking something just because you are smarter than them and because of the way you're talking and the reasons you're providing for them. And so the way like my old roommate would talk about it is that like you are better than this person, you can outthink this person, and so you can get this person to do what you want. And that method of thinking obviously leads these dudes who are...
It's like manipulation. Like
yeah,
pure
it's
manipulation.
It's manipulation.
Like recruiting for a cult or something.
Yeah,
right?
It's, so it's
yeah.
like that. Like yeah. That's exactly how it kind of is like the red pill culture. But it started as like a method of thinking that like, you know, reality isn't what it seems, I guess.
Yeah.
Which is the concept of the movie.
Sure. So is that like reality only is what you see?
Yes.
So because of that, you're smarter than everyone?
Exactly.
Since they're just a concept of your
since
mind?
You are aware of the red pill mentality, that makes you better superior, than everybody
yeah.
else. Like that's
okay.
what it is.
It's kind of the vibe of conspiracies. Like I know... And nobody else knows.
Yeah.
Everybody else is ignorant to what I know.
And it can be
that's
like
a form of narcissism. Yeah. That's a really
oh,
pompous
absolutely.
Way of
the,
thinking.
The way
I don't
that
like that.
These like I've seen it for like the red pilling I'm experienced with is like all incels and all like super narcissistic, sexist, like people that use it to their advantage. Like with the ideologies that they already have, they use this like open ended avenue of thinking to like
impress them.
Well, not necessarily to impress them, it's just to like manipulate. So the red pill itself is a like ill-defined way of thought, like, you know,
yeah.
that you are aware of a reality that nobody
like
else is.
Making them think they're like out of the loop with something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so that's the mentality that they have. And it's like, it's not like, hey, let me get you in the loop. It's like, hey, how can I manipulate you to make my loop better, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
There's a book that goes very, very much so on this topic, and it's called The Rational Male. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty much, it's not pickup, but kind of. It's like the male mindset on how to get women.
Yeah.
And it's by this guy named Rollo Tomasi. I've never read it. But yeah. It's by this dude named Rollo Tomasi, and he talks about red pill and blue pill, like literally
yeah.
that exact concept. Mm-hmm. But the red pill is how to get girls, and the blue pill is like not...
Yeah, being
girls,
a cuck.
Basically.
Like, that's the thing that, like, all these dudes think that they're especially better than all the other males that mm-hmm. aren't aware of the red pill.
Alpha
like, that's
male.
The big... Yeah, alpha male. It's all incel shit, for real. You
just,
know what incel
he says the alpha mentality. He's that synonymously with
yeah.
the... So
which
maybe he started that and then it moved on to Reddit.
What was his name?
So
Rollo Tomasi. Yeah,
yeah,
right.
Yeah,
cool
yeah,
name.
Yeah,
cool
that
fucking name. That's why. That's why I'm
cool
talking
Rollo.
Yeah, isn't that, I was about to say that. Isn't that like a chocolate with caramel? The Rolos.
Yeah,
Rolo. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. I love those.
Those are good, dude. I don't know. They kind of get like chewy.
I don't know. I like
chewy.
That. You ever had the Rollo McFlurry?
Oh my no. God. No.
Did you try the Stroop Waffle
oh
McFlurry?
My.
Bro, yeah,
dude,
don't
after
even
Six
talk
Flags,
about it.
I was
it.
Telling you, I was like, dude, there's this foreign McFlurry, and it's fucking good.
It was literally the, like one of the best desserts I've ever had in my
so
life,
good.
And it was from
so
fucking McDonald's.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, it was
great.
Amazing.
They
did,
don't
like,
have
this
it
little,
anymore.
Like, campaign where they like had different meals from foreign countries, but they like Americanized them.
Yeah.
Oh,
it was,
wow.
Actually, yeah, it was pretty good.
It was pretty cool. I didn't
no,
try
yeah.
any of the sandwiches or anything, but
I think
I should have.
One of the sandwiches. I can't remember which one.
The Stroopwafel McFlurry.
Yeah.
That,
oh.
But no, no, this
it's not still there.
No, it's not.
It's like
I
red
went
pill
yesterday.
Alpha male way of thinking. It's like it almost plays upon the ego and the way that like you want to be better than other people. It's like a competitive thing, like
and
a deep down
competitive
thing.
The people that latch
on
to it are like the exact type that are like so when I talk about like the red pill and the red pill mentality, I'm talking about the like incels that have made it into that like shittiness that we were talking about. And like that's the exact type of person that I don't know. I feel like the idea was manipulated because it related to this set of people, like the incel, 4chan, deep Reddit type of like.
What do you mean by that? Like the people that think they're woke?
Elaborate
yeah.
on that.
Oh, Reddit. Okay, do you know what incel? So incels are like, tends to be like uglier. It's like the, I hate being friends with girls because none of them sleep with me. Or the nice guys like, nice guys don't get the girls. You know, they always go for the bad guys. Why won't girls sleep with me? All this.
So those
like,
guys.
Yeah, and it's like a mentality that evolves into like, I'm smarter than these girls, so they won't sleep with me, or I am red pill and aware of a reality you aren't, and so that makes me better than you. Fuck me. Like, that's and wow.
So you're saying it all starts with like these,
I think
guys who were not successful with women, and then they moved on to Reddit, and this information just leaves them.
I think you can always find a community that you relate to on the internet, and for this specific set of people, 4chan, which is completely anonymous and great for the use of being sexist, racist, homophobic, like giant douchebags say things about raping women, like it's completely anonymous, so these type of dudes feel safe in this environment.
It's so bad that we can all, like, everyone can be fueled by whatever they want to be fueled by because of the internet.
And they'll
like,
find, especially you'll when it's find like the people you relate like that. To. That's
good
what,
and bad.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And so those type of guys just happen to be found on these websites. Like, I don't think the websites have much to do with it. If anything, it just gave a platform.
Yeah.
Like, and so it gave a platform for these guys to, like, take this ideology that existed that didn't have anything to do with their mindset necessarily. And I'm talking about red pill ideology, which is just that, like, I can be aware of something that the rest of reality isn't, which isn't necessarily, like, that harmful of a concept. Yeah. But they
twist
it.
If you're being a jackass about it.
Exactly. The jackasses will take that ideology and use it to do jackass things.
So what do these guys, like, what does this specific red pill guy think of another specific red pill guy?
That they're, like, in the same, like, it's like
it
a cult. Yeah.
Okay.
And so they find each other and they're like, oh my God, I've had the same struggles with you. This girl wouldn't talk to me because I was talking about astrophysics and she thought I was being annoying. And this guy was like, oh my God, this girl wouldn't talk to me because I was trying to talk to her about how your reality's fake and everything. Fuck women.
I'm so glad I found someone else
who's so much more superior than women than we are. That's great that we have this in common.
It's destructive and like, that's it is legitimately
is
what
this
my
like
old roommate
a
thought.
Form of masculinity that thinks they're above women?
Yeah. Which has always existed, but like, I think now, especially, like, I don't know. Incels are typically, like, uglier guys. And that's a generalization, but I don't feel bad generalizing negatively.
Or let's just say, like, guys that are unsuccessful with women.
Yeah. And so it's an easy mentality to fall into is that, like, you hate the thing that you can't have. Yeah. Like, you know. And so if that's women and attention from women or, like, being looked down upon by males. Like, the big thing, like, the whole Chad thing, like, fuck Chad. Yeah, like, that's an incel fucking thing. Yeah. It's like, fuck these guys. These guys taking all the girls. They won't go with the smart guys like me. Yeah. Like, that's the incel mentality. Is like, they look down on these dudes as
and
much
and they
as
develop
they,
this way of thinking that they're above women and those Chads.
Yeah, and they find the community that shares their values, and so it just builds and builds and builds and builds and builds.
Like-minded people.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty, like, it's a destructive way of thinking, and actually, never mind, I'm not going to tell that story.
No, I have a person in my life who comes to mind 100%. Yeah. So, yeah,
it's a mentality I think a lot of guys have is just,
you know,
like,
you know who.
Oh, damn it. Now I'm going to be sitting here.
Yeah, you know exactly. Old roommate of mine. That's all I have to say.
Older friend of yours, you said?
No, older roommate.
I
first year.
Oh,
definitely Trud.
Dragon, this is slander.
We're name dropping. We're name dropping.
Ah, fuck Trud.
For those who don't know Trud, Trud is Chad.
Yeah. Dude, the most Chad. Wow. Trud is most Chad.
He's always Chad.
Yeah, dude. Gotta love him.
But not Trud. Not Trud.
Yeah,
really.
We were not.
I would name drop. I don't care.
Do it,
Pat. Pat Krause.
Oh,
I said it.
Yeah,
I don't care. My face isn't shown right now. I don't care.
Yeah, exactly.
You like?
I got you.
You, like,
you ain't getting doxxed.
Yeah, so I don't care.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
No, it's a really interesting mindset though. It's like misogyny, but like misogyny in the way that they're inferior, like an inferior gender, and that's just like. A dumb way
I think it's a mentality that's just like evolved. Like it's a modern day view of looking at like men thinking they're better than women for the sole sake of them being men.
That's a really weird form of narcissism though, because you think narcissism, you think you are just the hottest shit in and out. Every single aspect of you is just 10 out of 10. But then there's like this also this different form of narcissism where it's like all intellectual and like this higher sense of realization, which is. Weird.
Which, like, you can possess without thinking you're better than people. Like, even if you take the red pill, like, okay, if you're in the Matrix and you take the red pill, it doesn't like mean you have to look down upon all of these people that aren't aware of what there is.
They're just unaware.
Yeah, exactly. That's all they are.
How are you gonna hate on ignorance? Yeah. How are you gonna hate on
exactly,
ignorance?
Exactly, man.
That's what I've learned on this podcast more than anything, is that there are things I know that you guys don't know, but there's a ton of shit that you guys know that I wouldn't even be able to conceptualize at all.
Absolutely.
Not even to say that I wouldn't be able to conceptualize it. It's that I haven't had the life experiences that have exposed me to that information. Sure. Yeah. Like, you guys were talking about sports earlier, and I didn't really know what you were talking about too much, I was listening. Everybody knows something you don't.
Yeah, dude. You can always learn from people.
So for
always.
You to be narcissistic and, like, all, like, higher and pompous because you know something somebody else doesn't know, stupid way of thinking.
That's stupid because they definitely know something that you don't know. Everybody that you run into is going to know something that you do not know.
Absolutely.
100%.
So that's why I think it's stupid to just kind of like write off people right away unless they're like complete douchebags like that.
Yeah. There's personality traits I typically stay away from, but I don't think that I don't know.
It takes a lot.
Yeah.
There are dummies out there.
Yeah. There's people that, you know, sometimes should be looked
like
down
if
upon.
He looked at us talking sports, it was like, oh, fuck these guys.
Yeah, exactly. It's like these fucking douchebags. Yeah. Like that's stupid. But if it's like, wow, I watched that guy grab that girl's ass. That's pretty shitty. I don't like that guy.
Fucking Mark, man.
Mark.
Should
we tell the story of Mark?
That's the dude.
We all met him. We all met him.
Yeah,
we did. You watch the Workaholics episode?
No, dude.
It's literally Stan. This guy in Workaholics, his name is Stan Halen, and he is a Mark is a reincarnation of him.
Mark is Stan Halen 2.0.
Mark is this guy's in a TV show, and you're watching the show, and you're like, "Wow, this guy is the fucking worst."
Is it Chris D'Elia?
No. You saw that episode though. That was a different.
Okay, I was thinking of a different
episode. I know the actor.
I feel like I recognize the actor, but he's not popular, and I wouldn't know his name. He just kind of pops up throughout.
Well, the actor shit. In the his role in that movie,
or his or role in that show is literally like. He's
40-year-old dude that
used to be like this big frat guy and just has not let go of it.
And he's like 40.
And he's like 40, and that is exactly
dude. That's
Mark
exactly
was.
What yeah, that he, guy was.
Yeah. When this guy was talking to us, like us three, me and Grant made eye contact. We're like, dude,
holy
work!
I
like,
saw
it's
that happen.
Him.
Like while he was begging to hit my jewel,
he reached in the past.
Dude, I thought I was gonna have to fucking fight this.
Oh yeah,
dude,
no,
for
me and
real.
Grant,
I really
like,
thought I was gonna have to fight
him, bro.
Yeah,
you don't like. Okay, yeah, if another dude has, like, a jeweler and enjoy in his mouth, and you're another guy that's probably 20 years older, you don't just reach for your
you
mouth.
You guys know me. You know how fucking liberal I am with giving this out. And sharing.
Absolutely.
That's half the reason
very
I
cool,
fucking
very
have
cool
it.
About it.
Well, yeah, which I like, and I like doing that, but I'm not going to let some random 41-year-old hit my fucking jewel,
especially
not
a man.
especially if you fucking reach for it while it's still in my goddamn mouth. Yeah. Like, I wasn't going to give it
he
to him
was
in
just
the first
blitzed.
Place.
I mean, he was just dumb.
Yeah, and he was... He was
so I met Mark after you guys.
Yeah, I dude. As soon as I saw you talking
after.
To him, I was
like,
"Oh,
this is right
down back."
Down
I thought he left. We watched.
Oh, we turned
leave.
Our backs right
what
away.
What are some of Mark's one-liners from that night, just so people get
a made a $5 million sale today. Hey, shock girl, you remember when I gave you that $100 earlier? Yeah. She says, "No, that did not happen." And then he's like, "No, I'm pretty sure I did that."
Or just the casual.
Let's fucking go! Are you fucking ready, boys? Are you fucking ready?
The dude was like,
it was literally
5'4", like 110 pounds, and 5 pounds of that
old.
Was coke.
Oh, he's like, I'm 41. I travel across the country. I make fucking sales. I make millions. Let's fucking go.
Yeah.
Who has cocaine?
Yeah, exactly.
I got a girlfriend on Tuesdays and Thursdays. All of the days, fair game. I'm always
funny
up.
Funny thing, man, that was a Thursday.
It was.
It was.
He's not being consistent with his girlfriend
he was
calendar.
Talking
he's
about
not. He's missing some dates.
I feel like that guy pretty consistently like goes to college bars too.
Oh,
like,
he
doesn't like
he
just
seemed
go
comfortable being there
oh, yeah.
all by himself.
Yeah,
unfortunately,
like, right.
like,
like,
everyone was very uncomfortable.
Like I go to these towns, I find the nearest college, I fuck these college girls, and then I leave. We're just like, all right, man.
Pat, would you like to hear my experience with Mark?
Yes, I would.
Okay, so you guys, the three of you had talked to him before I met Mark.
Yes.
Mark walked up to me and just starts talking to me, and Maybe I was giving out random high fives. Who knows?
No, you
who
didn't knows? Even have to ask him a question. He would just come up and
start. Oh, yeah. He started talking to us randomly. Yeah. So,
either way, I'd start talking to this guy. And I want to let you know the ending of this story before I even tell what happens in the moment.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. Well, that's the ending. But, no, this dude, I ended up going home with this guy. Swear to God.
When he told me that. That was
the worst way to say that.
I knew when I left that you were still with him.
When he told me that the next morning, I fucking lost it.
I ended up going back with this
guy. Shows he has his number, man.
The girl that he was with grabbed my dick and like through the elephant walk.
What did Brett say? Elephant walk, yeah.
Elephant walk. She like elephant walked me through the club like to bring out the door. She's the one that persuaded me to like leave.
Was she?
But I was with her friend and he was with her.
And
so it was four.
So
of
were
us.
These college girls or were they?
These were college
friend.
Girls. These were college girls.
Oh, he had no friends. He was there on a fucking solo mission.
That's what I thought, man.
Solo mission.
But he left with two girls. Right? Apparently.
Yeah.
He left with two girls.
And
Jordan.
So, all right. So that's the end result. That's the end result. That's where we end up is back at this girl's place with me, him, and these two girls. And before that, he tells me he's like, man, I'm just trying to do some blow tonight. I'm trying to get super fucked up.
He said that like six
up.
Times while I talked to him.
And he's like, dude, I make $100 million or I make $1 million a year at least, and I'm trying to buy a ton of cocaine tonight, and tomorrow I'm trying to get super lit on coke as well, and I'm only in Springfield for one night of the year because I got business down here because I make $1 million a year.
Literally, that's
and
Jesus.
Oh, where was I going with this? Yeah. So I lost my train of thought. Oh, yeah. He's like, dude, I'll blow it all on coke. I'll blow some money on coke. Let's fucking go. And I was like, okay, man, absolutely. And I was like, what do you do for work? I'm asking about his work.
Bro.
And he tells me, as Grant mentioned earlier, I get a girlfriend on Tuesdays and Thursdays. I fuck my girlfriend on Tuesday and Thursday. And then the rest of the nights of the week, I fuck other girls. And I was like, interesting. Does your girlfriend know about this? And he goes, no, she doesn't know about this, but I own 30% of her business. She does pole dancing, and she just got sponsored by Goldman Sachs.
Goldman Sachs?
What?
I
a pole dancer?
Yeah, right. Yeah,
Goldman Sachs,
Goldman
pole.
This giant firm is just like, yeah, let's go sponsor this pole dancer. I feel like they could definitely pull some customers.
Buy a solid gold pole.
He's like, my girlfriend's about to be making $100 million a year, and I own 30% of the business. I fuck other girls on the weekend. That's what it's all about, brother. And I was like, wait, you're cheating on her. You're cheating on your girlfriend. He's like, yeah, but I own 30% of her business. I was like, what? All right, fair enough.
Tell him about the thing where he said if he died tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. And he tells me, he's like, dude, if I die tomorrow doing a ton of cocaine because I bought it from Springfield, Missouri, and it was laced with fentanyl, then fuck it. I'm ready for anything. I was like,
Ride it out, baby.
What are you saying? What are you saying? What is coming out of your mouth?
That's hilarious.
But, yeah, I ended up going. I really, the girl was cute, so I went back because of that. But that was,
You know, you take sacrifices.
Yeah. Sacrifice with Mark. And she's like, do you know him? And I was like, no, I don't know him at all. I met
Thank
him tonight.
God. Yeah.
And she's like, okay, good.
That's what, like,
your
when
friend,
the shot girl came up.
Yeah, she was a good girl. Like, this girl was like, she
no,
was fine. She,
I met her friend.
Oh, her friend was
Mark.
A slut. Yeah.
Yeah, her friend definitely her friend got to crazy. Know Mark.
Yeah, her friend got to know Mark. Yeah.
Yikes.
The after morning.
I hope, I hope, like, you know.
Yeah, then the following
any
morning.
Any college girl that fucks that guy should rob him. Like, I told you, I was like, we should rob this guy.
Where's
the
money, man?
We're like,
dude,
we're talking all
the I was trying to, like, get his bag of coke from him. Flip that shit at Boogie.
That'd be so
I'd
easy.
Sell it right back to him.
You just find some guy in a tight Mo State polo by the bathroom. Hey, man.
Exactly.
You like cocaine?
Yeah, bro. Fuck you mean? There's a bathroom right here.
Don't let Mark hear about that.
Yeah, the dude texted me the next morning. I was like, hey, man, how was your night in Springfield? And he's like, I was like, oh, no. I told him, I'm like, hey, man, good to meet you. Hope you have a really nice night in Springfield. And he's like, yeah, same to you, man. Happy Have a great Labor Day weekend.
I was like, what? Have a great Labor Day holiday. Yeah, or Labor Day holiday.
He's back to being a God-fearing, good old American in the morning.
And then I texted him. I was like, oh, yeah, absolutely, man. Same to you. And did you end up fucking that girl last night? And he responds with a GIF of the fucking, which, by the way, it's GIF. It's not GIF. I used to call it GIF.
No, it's GIF.
Okay,
it's
anyway.
Graphics interface format. That's what
it is. GIF.
Oh, nice. Okay. So he replies and he says, with a GIF of the Kool-Aid man busting through a wall.
Oh, yeah.
The ounce of respect I have for this guy was in that GIF. Like, I literally, like, I was talking to Jordan the next morning. I'm like, dude, like, that was probably the worst human being I've ever encountered in my entire life.
For
like,
real.
That guy fucking sucked.
Yeah.
That guy was the worst.
I knew immediately that I was like, oh, cool, I don't like you.
When I meet people that crazy at the bars, I sit and listen to them.
I know you
I love listening to people that crazy.
I could do. The guy, me and this guy were wearing the same shirt at Boogie.
That was annoying.
And I was like, nice shirt, dude. And he's like, fuck yeah, bro. He grabs the back of my neck. He's
dude,
like, dude.
He was like,
he's like, I
an
know
inch
guys.
From your face.
Yeah, literally, like, so weirdly close to me. I'm just like, dude. I'm like backed up against the bar. Like, I'm leaning back on the bar, so I like can't move away from this guy. And he's just like right up in my shit. He's like, dude, I know anybody that wears this shirt. It's the fucking man. And I'm like, oh, yeah, dude. He's like, fucking send it tonight. And I was like, oh, yeah, Nelk Boys.
Fucking send
it. I was like, Nelk Boys. He's like, dude. He's like, I know the Nelk Boys. I know Steve. We party all the fucking time. And I'm just like, yeah, okay, dude. Like, literally, these famous-ass YouTubers. He's like, I can hit him up right now. I was like, all right, yeah, sure, dude.
Sure, man.
What is that? What is that need to flex? I don't have
that. That's what I'm saying to random fucking people, too.
Like, what is that male need to flex?
I
there's some guys that just want to flex, man.
It's so strange to me, dude.
I don't know, man. Like, when you're out and stuff, and you're, like, drinking, and you're, like, meeting new people, talking to new people, like, that's definitely, like, an angle a lot of people have, I feel like.
I don't get it.
Where you at in life? Like, what? Like, I don't know.
To the point where it's just blatant bullshit, though. Like, that guy, I was just like, yeah, dude, okay, yeah, you party at the fucking Nelk Boys. Like, no, the fuck he doesn't.
He's full of shit.
Yeah, he's full of shit. He does not party
like
with
outlandish claims like that. Why are you lying?
Yeah, what's the point to lie? Tell me something, like, actually fucking cool about you.
Yeah.
Like, if you're gonna flex, like, I'm not gonna go up to some random fucking dude in the bar that's wearing the same shirt as me and just throw out some cool shit about me. But if I am gonna do that, why the fuck would I make something up like that I obviously know is not true?
Yeah.
It's just weird that you run into some fucking interesting ass people.
Maybe we're expecting too much of Boogie.
Yeah, I think we're not gonna find the most intellectual conversations at that bar. Yeah.
Just a bunch of drunk idiots.
Yeah.
What time is it right now?
10:07.
Wow. You guys wanna wrap this up?
Let's ask one more existential question and then let's wrap it up. What
he's
do you think?
Fall under it. The existential category.
Yeah, it's got to be existential.
Damn, that flew by.
What does it mean?
It did fly by. We
Why
didn't get started
here?
Until like 9:30, I don't think.
Really?
Yeah, it felt late. Like, I got over here at like 9.
Maybe.
Right? I don't fucking know.
9:20, 9:30, somewhere in there.
Whatever. Yeah. This is not interesting content.
Existential question.
No, I love how you guys are like
the red pill.
You guys are conscious of that.
Right? That was a good one.
Sometimes people will talk about shit, and it's so relevant to like this inner circle. Yeah. You know, like the inner circle that's happening here at this conversation. I'm like, nobody cares.
Yeah.
And like, how do you present that? You know, like, hey, nobody gives a shit about what we're talking
about.
Right.
But I feel like Mark, that's a funny.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, that's great.
Like,
yeah,
that's a funny story.
But no, you guys are very conscious of like, hey, nobody gives a shit. Yeah. Nobody gives a shit. And that's
Grant,
a good. Let's get a little.
Grant trying to say we should start off with talking about our fall semester.
Yeah, what the fuck?
It was gonna transition.
Yeah,
into,
I worked
into
an internship.
And Bergens, and
it was great.
Always.
Is it Brinkman? Have you ever heard of it?
fuck all of you.
I was on some job sites, bro.
Yeah, man.
One existential question.
Yeah, existential question.
I mean, it's weird that we're here. That we're here, right? All right,
no, yeah,
and we're like,
you know what?
We get to have this experience of being a human, like the most intellectual thing on this planet at this point in time.
Let's get into it, man.
There's no other animal that is as smart
that
as we are
on this planet.
We are superior.
Dude.
Yeah, like it's crazy. Like, not only do we get to have this experience as life, excuse me, life on this planet, and we wouldn't be able to conceptualize it whether we were like if we weren't humans. But the fact that we are humans
and we can conceptualize
on this
it, yeah.
planet, able to conceptualize our existence, we have self-awareness. That's crazy.
Yeah. Consciousness, bro. What the hell?
Yeah, I think about like
what's up with that?
Dude, I think it's crazy that you can see shit without seeing shit. Like in your head, if you think about like just some like some flashback or memory or some shit, like you can fucking see it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's crazy. Like, yeah, how are you seeing something without, general. Like, mm-hmm. literally, like, I'm the looking at Pat, but I'm, like, I can see something else in my mind right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. I think, weird. Like, dude, that's I really think about, weird. I think I've talked about this on the podcast before, but, like, personally, I don't, I've definitely talked about this before because I have deja vu giving this warning to people is that I don't believe in God. and I don't think,
Sinner.
Like, yeah, I don't think that, like, I don't think there has been any outside influence in the natural way of things. Like, I think that yeah. everything that's happened has happened for, like, scientific, measurable reasons or besides that, just coincidence. Like, there's the only two options is either reason or coincidence for things okay. happening, right?
Yeah.
And so from, like, it's kind of hard to think that way because I think that about the odds that it took for me to be right here. Think about the yeah. odds that it took for me to have a class with you or to me to work with you to get a job at the rec so that we could be sitting here. Think about the odds of my parents meeting when they met. Think about the odds of the human discovery of America to be colonized so that our, like,
so
our society
chance.
The earth
exactly.
coming together in form.
So I think like, it's equally yeah, right? as likely that all of that leads to me being here talking about this right now as it is that something exists that I have no idea what it means, what it is that brought me here today. Yeah. I think the two options are equally as likely because they're both impossible odds.
I'd agree yeah. with that. Yeah. I don't think anybody knows shit.
I agree.
Nobody knows shit. I mean, if you have faith in something, you really believe in something, then cool.
That's yeah. where
but
yeah,
you don't know shit.
You don't
exactly.
You
nobody
don't know.
Knows
nobody.
Shit.
Yeah.
Like, there's philosophers. Like, I took philosophy. Last year, dropped it after like 2 weeks. But these guys, like, yeah, there's been thinkers that have thought for hundreds and hundreds of years. I'm like, why? You're never gonna know.
Like, it's you fun. There it's is fun to explore.
It's fun to explore, yeah. but to like dedicate your life to that, you're never gonna know like how all of this really happened or how we got to this exact moment. You are never gonna know that.
Yeah. That like, I mean, we talk about like history. Our history is the last 10,000 years. Humans have been around for 400,000, and before that, like, there's that interesting stat that like, we are closer to the end of the dinosaurs than the beginning of the dinosaurs and the end of the dinosaurs were. Like, that was like tens of millions of years
like
between
the
first
dinosaurs.
So
the dinosaurs
like,
were around for millions of years.
Yeah, and so
died, and then humans came along somehow.
So the time, like the time from when humans first became a species to dinosaurs being extinct, say that's 10 million years.
Okay.
The time from dinosaurs first existing to dinosaurs being extinct is like hundreds of millions.
Okay.
So like it's just weird to think about that we are closer to the dinosaurs like time-wise than the first dinosaur and the last were. Like yeah. It's just an impossible measure of time. And it makes me think that like humans aren't really that significant, you know? Like dinosaurs were better.
Blimp,
we're
dude.
All going to be
blimp
extinct
blimp
long before the dinosaurs. Like dinosaurs
like
had
a shorter time span.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And I mean that has to do with all the good things we got.
Dude, I could see some crazy shit happening. Now, maybe not necessarily extinction, but just some like wild shit that drastically changes humanity.
I mean, it's happening right now. Humanity. That's climate change, man. That's like we
things
are.
Things are happening,
dude.
These, like
the movie 2012.
50 years out is going to be post-apocalypse.
The day after
like,
tomorrow.
For real. Yeah. Dude, we it's are happening. Living in, like, the end of days, I think. Like, our lifetimes will be the lifetimes that no longer know the society what we grew up in. I really think that with yeah. climate change. Because the world is changing exponentially for the worse. And it's been the
yeah.
best time to stop was 50 years ago. The second best time to stop is tomorrow. But instead of stopping, we're just going to grow it by 15% every day.
It's never – I don't think it'll ever stop, man.
Yeah, I know, and but it,
like,
the only time
I mean, I don't know. I don't know
that it's
anything
stop.
About climate change or anything. I haven't done like enough research to have like a stance on it or anything. But I mean, if like that, if it is actually happening, I really don't think that humans will be able to like all 7 billion humans will be able to come together and be like, all right, we need to change this because everybody has shit going on in their day that matters to them and only them, and they will definitely just push that aside.
I agree.
Oh, it's just going to happen.
Yeah, it's just going to happen.
I agree. I don't
like at this point, like, it's just, oh,
I think it's going to happen whether we're aware
the icebergs.
Or not.
And I think that's happening, like, that exact scenario I think is happening to us, like, right now. I think that's what's happening, like, literally right now, the time we're living in, is that, like, period of, well, we're fucked.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing we can do now. I mean.
But who's fucked? Who's most fucked?
Maybe us and our children.
Maybe not us, but
I really think like in the next 100 years is the like it, this, we're at like T minus 0 seconds.
I mean, I haven't done like any research on this.
I'm not an expert by any means, but like there's been drastic changes even in the last 10 years.
Yeah.
And soon enough, like some parts of the planet are going to be uninhabitably hot, and that's going to push refugees to all parts of the world that aren't
to the
suitable.
Equator and shit?
Well, farther from the equator, mm-hmm. But.
How are they going to be uninhabitably hot farther from the equator?
Like I'm saying the people are moving. I'm saying people are moving away from the equator.
People are moving.
Oh,
no, that's what I was saying. Like,
yeah,
it'll be uninhabitably hot, like along the equator.
In the equator, yeah. And so, like, where it's already insanely hot, but that also, like, cities like New York, San Francisco, L.A., any coastal city is going to be gone. And there's all that housing, there's the resources, the abilities there. Like, we won't have places to put the 7 billion people that are trying to live. Like,
it'd be crazy.
Lots of people.
It's going. It is happening. Like, it is happening before our eyes.
I mean, I'm sure that we could find places for those people.
Yeah.
You know how many people are in fucking Wyoming?
Ideally.
Nobody.
Literally nobody.
Honestly, right. I have to piss so bad.
Me too,
dude. Same.
I have to piss so bad.
Do we want
to
wrap it up? Because I also have to piss.
Okay, I was going to pee in the drain, but that's cool, too.
No, okay, I'm down for peeing in the drain and keep going. I don't care.
I mean, I think it's a good time to wrap it up.
Yeah, okay, that's cool. Yeah. Talk about our inevitable demise.
10:15.
See ya.
Yeah, yeah, way to end it on a good note. Yeah, it's fine.
We're all dying. Like and subscribe.
Don't forget to comment, like, and subscribe, and turn on notifications.
Yeah.
Well, there we go.
Intrepid Jordan.
You've heard it here first. We're all dying.
Welcome to the pod, Kenny.
Eucalyptus.
Thanks, man. Welcome to your six pod, even though you couldn't work a fucking mic.
I struggle with the mic, all right. I mean, you're just really good with big black things next to your mouth.
Like, there it is. Getting one last singer. See ya.
That's where.
And on that note, we're done.